Welcome, everyone, to the 2023 Paradigm Presidential Debate. Today's presidential candidates are Sean Shook and Molly Brooks. Our hosts for today's event will be Michael Clark, our current student body president, Oliver Robinson, and Winter Varner, co-hosts of the Paradigm Project. Thank you and enjoy.
So we've got a number of questions to ask you today. Answer them to the best of your ability. What motivated your decision to run for the presidency? We'll start with Tessa's presidency and then we'll move down.
One thing that really motivated me are things that we can change and change how they're perceived, and we really want everybody to feel included. So that's our main reason, I think.
All three of us have been here since seventh grade, and so we've seen a lot of things happen. And we've seen the best parts of Paradigm and the worst parts of Paradigm. We thought that since we've been here for so long and we've known how everything works, that we could take the best parts of Paradigm and make them even better and just amplify the school year going forward.
We just thought it would be a really good opportunity to be able to create some change to the school, and we thought it would be fun as well, so yeah.
For our next question, this is one for the president. How did you form your presidency, and how did you decide who you wanted to run with?
Hi, so I chose my presidency based off of diversity. All of us are from different friend groups, and we just thought it would be good to see the whole perspective of the school in one presidency so that we could make decisions based off of that.
We picked our presidency because we are all very experienced. We've all been on cabinet. We've had a lot of past, involvement in school activities and class presidencies and stuff, and so we thought that since all of us had experience, that why not bring all of our experience together and see what we could do for the school.
Tayon and I were actually been talking about this for a little bit, and then we just consulted with each other and we thought that Noah would be a really good fit, so we thought this would be a good presidency.
What sets you guys apart from the other candidates? We'll go in the same order.
So what sets us apart is definitely the range and variety. Personally, I've never done anything like this, and so I thought it would be really cool to have their help and they could lead me through this process. We just wanted to have a really diverse group, and I think that's really cool.
So what sets our presidency apart is, again, our experience and also our chemistry and how we all work together. So we've all, like we said, we've been on cabinet this year, all three of us. We know when we work together, we get things done and we plan things and advertise them. And we thought, well, we want to have a presidency that's going to be able to lead the cabinet and the scholar body to a better year. And we thought that us three working together would make that happen. So that's what sets us apart.
For us, we've been friends for really long, and one thing we wanted to really work on this year was inclusivity and really work on school spirit, so we feel like we'd be really good at doing that.
This next question is also from a scholar. What is a problem that your presidency sees at Paradigm that you will work to change for the better?
To focus on making sure everybody has the same opportunities and no one's being bullied or teased because of the way they are. One thing that's so great about Paradigm is that it's a place where you can grow beyond whatever you may think your limitations are. So we really, really want to focus on how we can help scholars grow and how we can create a positive environment for everybody to learn.
I think that there are some problems, but I think we also need to focus on some of the great things that our school does and how we can kind of fix those as well. But I think a problem is that a lot of people's voice isn't heard, and one of our main goals as a presidency is to make sure that like the people that don't have a voice have a voice, and that that can go along with like in hallways and discussions and everything. But we just want to make sure everyone has equal opportunity.
I think a problem that we see is school spirit and inclusivity. We want to unite the school more and be more inclusive.
All right, so we have our first fun question to throw into the mix. If one member of your presidency had to dress up as the school mascot at every school event, who would it be?
Noah. I think it'd be really funny if Noah came dressed as a patriot every school event.
I think that I would pick Sean just because, like, he's usually at a lot of the events, and he just, I don't know, he's just a, like a hype man most of the time, so it's really fun to, like, I don't know, I feel like he'd be a really good hype man.
I would definitely say Molly, because she's absolutely hilarious, and she would just be the best as dressing up as a mascot.
Okay, next question.
What particular experiences or skills do you have that will help you be the best scholar body presidency?
So we all did mock trial together. We've all, like, we're all pretty good at, like, speaking, working through problems, stuff like that. They've both been on cabinet before and have done amazing on it.
Okay, so all of us, so one of our main goals, again, is that we want to give everyone a voice and include everyone. And we've noticed that one part of the school that doesn't often get a voice is the prep school. And we feel you because we've all been here since prep school. We were both here, 7th and 8th, all of us were here, 7th and 8th grade. And so what we want to do for that is to help you guys get a voice and just include you guys more. And because of our experience in prep school, that's how we're going to know how to do that and give you guys what you want, because we know what you want. And also just, again, our time on cabinet, our experience with the school and all of our, yeah.
Those skills, right? So I've been on cabinet this year, so I kind of know how the school runs. Tayana's been on dance company, so she's been really involved. And Noah's been like the catch president, and he was always at school events. So we're all just really involved and really excited. So, yeah.
With this next question, let's switch up the order a little bit. So we'll start from Molly's presidency and then go down. Our next question is, how will your presidency be good examples of Paradigm's values as listed in the Paradigm Declaration?
Personally, for us, I feel like we have like a lot of good school spirit. Like, we're always at all of the events. We're always going around talking to people. Even though we are like really close friends, we still have a whole bunch of friends throughout the school that we all have differently. And so I feel like we're just really involved, and we want to make you guys involved too, and we want to be able to help you guys and, you know, have everyone have a fun time and be friends, and yeah.
One thing that we want to focus on from the Paradigm Declaration is to be a servant leader. We want to serve all of you guys and be able to lead you through this entire next school year and do it in the best possible way that we can.
I mean, one thing, can you remind me of the question, actually?
How will your presidency be good examples of Paradigm's values as listed in the Paradigm Declaration?
I mean, one thing that we really focus on as a presidency is honoring the nobility in every person, and that's something we will continue to do throughout the year. All of us are very kind people. Anybody could ask us for help, and we would like help them. So to me, it's just like, that's our main goal, is to make everybody feel heard and everybody feel accepted and included.
All right, so for our next question, this was asked by a scholar, and they say, how are you going to bring hype and school spirit to Paradigm next year? Let's start with Molly's presidency.
We're going to be starting with Molly's presidency and then moving on.
We're going to focus on planning more activities and having more high school and prep school, like combined activities, and just overall try to make them, put effort into making them more fun. And we definitely know, we've been to a lot of activities and know what works and what doesn't, so.
All right, so a couple of things. So I love Paradigm, I love the events here, and I love just having a good time at them. So I think one thing I wanna do and what we're gonna plan on doing, I don't know, you've maybe seen the past events, but we just wanna hype up the events and just include everybody. Like, while we're there, we go crazy, we have a ton of fun, and we try to include people, and we're just gonna try to boost that up to the next level this year. And yeah, I just love these events, and I just wanna share that with you, so yeah.
Okay, one thing our presidency has talked about a lot is making sure that we have the prep schoolers' voice on events. So we were talking about putting a prep school committee on cabinet. We're gonna try our best to do that. And also we wanted events inside events so that everyone can feel included and everyone can do something together, like having a competition or a game inside of an event. And we want advertisement to go crazy. We want to put up huge posters. We want to make sure we have great advertisement videos. We just want it to be as fun as possible.
Yo, all right, cool. This next question is also a scholar question. How will you work to include and involve scholars who don't usually get involved in school events?
So as for us, especially me and Noah, we both have younger siblings who go to this school. And so because of them, we've been able to connect with a lot of like the prep schoolers and all of the younger kids. And so we're really like well acquainted with them. And we feel like because of that, we're able to just like expand and we'd be able to like include everyone.
Our big thing with like reaching out to people is not just like finding them in like massive groups and trying to take control over that way, but going face to face, one-on-one, and trying to figure it out, because there's people in like classroom discussions, there's people in group conversations that obviously don't get heard sometimes, and we want to go directly to those people and say, I want to hear you, what do you have to say?
Will you repeat the question?
Yes.
Thank you.
How will you work to include and involve scholars who don't usually get involved in school events?
Okay, so just by having me on this presidency is already showing quite a bit of inclusion. I'm pretty new to the school and I haven't been involved in a ton of things, but really what I wanted to do was show everybody that you don't have to know what you're doing to try something new and to feel like you could be good at it. So with Cabinet, we wanted people who've never done it before to feel like they could try and have a fair shot at it.
This next one is very, very important. The fate of your presidency relies upon your answer to this question. So make it good. So I want just one of you to list this. Which Disney princess would each member of your presidency be? Starting with Molly's presidency.
You should know this already. This is integral. Like,
this should have been the first question you guys asked yourselves when you decided to run.
We should start putting this on the presidency forms, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
Are you answering? Okay. We think that Noah would be Tinkerbell. Molly would be Sleeping Beauty because she sleeps a lot. And I feel like I would be Tiana because that's the only right answer, because my name is also Tiana, so... It works out.
Yeah. Elliot would probably be Rapunzel, we think, because of his hair. Yeah, come on now. Elliot would be Jasmine. Not Elliot, sorry, Sam. Sam would be Jasmine. I think you guys can, you know, realize what that's for. And I would probably be Cinderella. I leave my shoes everywhere, so makes sense.
So Bella would be Rapunzel because she's super sweet and she has luscious locks. Noah would be Cinderella. It just fits. And they said I would be Belle.
Okay, so back to a kind of serious question. What is something that you think your presidency might struggle with next year?
Honestly, I don't feel like there's a certain thing in specific that, like, we'll struggle with. And, like, especially being new to presidency, there's a lot of, like, things that we won't know how to do yet. And so during the beginning, it might be, like, a little rocky for us, but I feel like we'll learn from those things and we'll grow. And I feel like there's not really, like, a specific thing that we'll necessarily struggle with. It's just getting started and making sure we know what everyone wants. And, yeah.
I think that, like, a struggle is going to be that we just, like, don't know everyone, and that it's going to be hard to, like, to meet everyone and be friends with them, but I think that's something we're going to really try to focus on. I think any presidency, I'm sure all of us are going to struggle in some way if, like, we're chosen, right? It's hard to be president, I'm sure, and so, I don't know, it's hard to please everyone, but I think any of us would do a great job.
With our presidency, I kind of, back to what Molly Skeen was saying, there's not one thing in particular that I think we're gonna really, really struggle in. It's gonna be rough at the first, like any cabinet is, but we're really gonna improve throughout the year, and I just can't really think of anything that, like, we'll really, really struggle with.
This next question is to be answered by each member of your presidency individually. What is one thing you would look forward to from the other campaigning presidencies should they win?
I think just having, like, a lot of inclusivity and making the school year so much fun.
I was just going to say the hype around everything. Yeah.
I'd probably say getting to know everyone and just the inclusivity, kind of what Tiana said.
I'm excited just for these guys because I think, I don't know, they, like, know other people around the school that, like, I'm just not familiar with. I think they'd really open that up.
I think that both of the other presidencies would do great, but I think in particular, they are just, like, they like reach out to different groups than we do personally, and I think that they would do a good job in, like, including the people that we might not.
I know all these people. They're all great, and I think just seeing the new things they'd come up with and the different way they'd run the school would just be really exciting to see what they do.
I think school spirit for both of the other candidate teams will be a huge thing they can do.
I'd say hype. I've talked to a couple other presidency members aside from my own about events, and it's, like, really exciting to hear what their ideas are, so.
I think new ideas. Like, I've heard a few of you guys' ideas, and all of them sound fantastic, and I'm excited to hear more.
How will you choose your cabinet members, and what qualities will you look for? And let's switch up the order this time, too. We'll start with Sean's presidency, then we'll go to Molly's presidency, and then to Tessa's presidency.
So our goal for this cabinet is to have the best possible cabinet, right? So we want to, cabinet is sort of like, it doesn't just take one type of person. So again, with, like, all the voices, like, we need different types of people. We need people who are good at planning things. We need people who are very involved at the school, hype people. Like, there's lots of different pieces. So really, if you feel like you have something you can contribute to the school, then you're totally somebody that we would look for on cabinet. That's what we're kind of looking for.
Us personally, as a presidency, are looking for people from different friend groups and grades. We just really want to include everybody. Also people who would be able to take it seriously but also still have a lot of fun with it and who want to make a change to the school.
Okay, Like I was saying earlier, our presidency wants to ask administration if we can have prep schoolers on cabinet, only like one or two, but we just really want you guys to be heard. And also, we would love to have as many motivated people on cabinet as possible. If you have the motivation and not the experience, as long as you have the motivation, you will do great on cabinet, and we will see that. So we want to put as many motivated and diverse people on cabinet as possible so we can have a great and fun year.
All right, so for this question they asked, how will you choose your, how will you work to minimize the cliquishness of cabinet?
I think it's really hard to get a cabinet that's really close and works really well together, and also not it seem like a clique. So because of our biggest goal is to reach out, that's our like main focus, is to not make it seem like that, and you know, like just like make sure everyone feels included in it, and like it's not just some separate group you can't talk to, that we're all open, that anyone can talk to. And I think that's like what we're gonna try to focus on.
I think, like, again, what Molly said, we want to give everyone a chance that wants to be in a position of leadership, from all friend groups, all corners of the school.
Like we said earlier, we want somebody from every single friend group so we can have as much perspective across the school as possible. And we just want to make sure that everyone knows that they're included and that everyone has a voice.
All right, candidates, look, I will confide in you a little. This debate has all been fun and games up until now. Because this question is arguably more important than any question asked before. So just get ready. Who do you think would win in an arm wrestling contest? Mr. Burt or Mr. Hemsley? Oh. You are going first.
Since this is such a tough question, I'm probably going to have to give a political answer. So I'm going to have to say that maybe if... Oh, I don't know. I can't say that. If they both hit the gym, then it would be a great competition, I think, so.
I'm going to be honest. I don't really, like, know either of the two that well. I only know Mr. Burt. I haven't really, like, met Mr. Hemsley, so my answer would just have to be Mr. Burt, because he's the only one I know.
I'm sorry, Mr. Hemsley, but Mr. Burt would destroy you.
Yeah, so much for not getting political, huh?
All right.
So, this next question is, what does servant leadership mean to your presidency? Same order.
Servant leader means to us that we are going to go out of our way to serve the school that we would possibly be the presidency for if we win. We'd go above and beyond to help our scholars and everyone involved in the school, our teachers, make sure that they're like good with everything that they need, the prep school, like all of the grades, 7th through 12th, make sure that everyone has what they need to our best abilities.
We believe, like, as a presidency, that one of, like, the big leadership goals is to listen and not just hear. One of our, like, biggest things is there's obviously a lot of opinions, and we want to be able to come up with a solution to every single one of them, and we also want to have our words match our actions. We want to make sure that whatever we're promising you and whatever we're saying, that we will actually follow through and make it a good time and, like, you know, be trusted.
I think one huge thing for our presidency is we're really going to try to serve the scholar body as much as we can. And that comes in many different forms of just listening, helping individual scholars through any problems that might come up, and just kind of help them through whatever they need from us.
So, this one's just basic summary. How would you sum up your presidency's message as expressed during today's debate?
Like our whole ideas, we have these three main things that we want to focus on. It's hard work, knowledge, and experience. I think that we've talked a lot about that, and we plan to implement that throughout all of next school year, if we get chosen, obviously.
Okay, so our slogan kind of is memorable times near, so we want to be able to make this an as memorable school year as possible. And just to sum it up, I guess, our three main points would be that we want our words to match our actions. We want to listen, not just hear. And then we want to turn ideas into reality for you guys. So, yeah. Okay, for our presidency, I think a big thing is that the school is so small, so we would love to serve everyone individually because it's so small, we have that opportunity, and we want to refresh the year, so when you come to school, you're feeling like, yes, I want to be here, and we want to make sure everyone feels included and loved, and everyone has open opportunities, and we just want to have a fantastic school year.
Thank you guys so much for coming and paying attention for this debate. Thank you guys. Have a great day.